in this context, I had developed what is nowadays known as information theory. When in 1946, I went to the States for trials of the IFF system in which I'd been involved, at the same time was asked to brief the American Navy on this and what we'd done to the Sunrise to implement it, which I'll say more fully in a moment. And they immediately said, you must go and repeat this to Bell Labs. And when I told Bell Labs what we'd been doing, they said, do you mind repeating this? We'll just get Claude Shannon to listen. And he did, but he didn't comment. What I found out in due course is that Shannon had done theoretical work on information theory a bit earlier and in a bit more depth than I had. But Bell Labs and the US Navy was years behind how to apply it to a practical system and get it actually implemented. Turning to that, the extraction of the echoes to get digital data, I devised by interlacing in the radar display markers controlled by a joystick, or what we nowadays know as a mouse. Regarding this, we used the joystick at the time because they were already available, but in my paper proposing this, I said what I called the rollerball, and nowadays is known as a mouse, was going to be more elegant and going to be the long-term solution. One of my naval colleagues put on the margin of my paper to that effect a remark saying the elegant ball tracker stands by his aircraft direction display. His one ball he holds in his hand, but his joystick has withered away. At the time, all the plane position indicators for radar used magnetic deflection by a rotating coil, which was the most efficient way of doing it. But in order to be able to interlace markers in any arbitrary position, we needed fixed coils with X and Y deflection systems. And one of my Polish colleagues developed a very efficient and accurate way of doing this. That's all right. But keep, obviously one had to have multiple track markers, one for each target. And so tracking operators had to do this consecutively. In order to diminish the workload, I introduced rate aiding so that from the pattern of displacements, the circuitry could deduce the velocity of a target and extrapolate it automatically. And so the operator only had to monitor whether the dots kept aligned with the target and make adjustments when they weren't, and these adjustments again corrected the velocity as well as the position. We didn't, of course, have digital computers at the time, so I had to develop a program controlled time-shared analog computer. And the principal method of computation was a switched capacitor one, in which a capacitor had built up a charge, in this case, proportional to the velocity, which in frequent finite increment was added to the charge in another capacitor, representing the x or y displacement. This was at least 25 years before the switched capacitor technique became reinvented more widely. As I had already mentioned, both the technical approach for extracting information and displaying it and the digital plot transmission concept were briefed to the Americans in 1946, and they, including, as I mentioned, the Morse concept for correlating data between electronic storage and displays were patented in my name in 1947. The display didn't have just to be a dot. One had to show to the user a symbol indicating friendly, hostile, neutral, and so on, then gauge status, whether a weapon had been assigned or not, a track number, and so on. You couldn't normally put all that directly on the display. Therefore, the interlaced marker was used for cross-reference to subsidiary display in which one gave fuller amplifying information. And the symbols were drawn with the electron beam as with a pen or pencil on the display using what is nowadays known as microprogramming, which again was novel at the time. In addition to handling direct radar tracks, because we were concerned also with jamming, we also handled the bearing lines taken on jammers, because having the digital plot transmission linking information from multiple ships, we could also link the bearings from multiple ships to identify the location of jammer tracks.